Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to episode 4 of Dinosaur Park, the tabletop RPG, in which our two daring heroes engage their primal instincts and then attempt to reconnoiter and escape. Previously on Dinosaur Park.
The body of an Argentinian child is slammed against the wall in front of you.
I like cradle it and look at Vince Vaughn. This is your fault. This is your fault.
Who was driving the other Jeep?
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn's shovel face looks at you with an almost animal like incomprehension.
You son of a bitch.
There's a cave in at like one end of the tunnel, and just next to that, there is the remains of a ladder out of the tunnel.
What has Jackson told everybody?
Vince Vaughn turns to you and goes, wah. Judge Costanza shrugs. And Mickey says, well, I've been instructed to protect the two of you until we get to the research center.
I'm going to get that mace and hand it to one of those small Argentinian children to protect themselves.
Could give her a machete.
I'm not giving a child a machete, Jackson.
So you have now one saber-tooth tiger skin each and a large mammoth skin. Are you going to make coats for everyone?
Yes. Can we fashion little tiny, like at least
eight little coats out of a little mammoth coats. Skin?
Okay, so or at least what are you kind using? Of... I would suggest Subway for you, Dusha, because it's an artistry.
It is.
What are you doing now? You're standing now relatively warm but bloody and wet.
All right, where is the, where was the research center? Do we remember?
You can't see it from here.
Was it north or south? Sorry,
you
north or west?
You weren't given any instructions.
Yeah, but we've been here before. Roll to see if we remember.
All right.
Yeah,
roll our Knowledge Park Kana.
Knowledge Park Kana. I'm going to call that. Okay, Zamet, you can't remember. You, like, struggle. You kind of remember the layout of the park, but you don't really remember there being anything that was notably kind of a research center. Mm-hmm. Dusha, though, you remember that on the other side of the area with the sort of... when you're on the roller coaster, actually, you kind of saw... an area of the park that you know you didn't go into, and it seemed to be like a lot of warehouses and a lot of little kind of like official looking buildings and maybe offices. You remember that area and you think maybe that was the research center.
I just remembered I tried to talk to a saber-toothed tiger using my Herbie the Love Bug skills.
That was a good moment.
Yeah, it was
everyone.
A good moment.
All right, so what's next? All right,
so was that north or west, Dusha, from what you remember?
From here?
Yeah.
Can't really tell. You maybe north?
Yeah. So the way I see it, Mickey, do you know?
I have a very crude idea of Dinosaur Park.
Do we go north or west?
Well, I think there's only two entrances or exits of this area, okay, from memory. There's one, which is that walkway up there, and he points, like, up to one of the walkway, which has fallen in such a way that you can probably climb up to it, but the door looks frozen shut. Mm-hmm. Or two, and he points to another walkway, which is almost inaccessible. And that's the way you probably came in the first time.
Okay, so we've got to get out of this enclosure.
All right, so we...
this enclosure is one room, basically.
Well, also, Joel, I think we take our chances with the frozen door, because at least we can get higher ground. Keep the children safe from further saber-toothed tiger attacks.
Yep.
Also, check out inventory. Doors won't be a problem.
Yes. Fair. All right, you... To get to that door, though, you will need to go through the tiger.
Yep.
That's okay.
Nothing you can do.
That's all right. We go through...
All right.
We smell like tigers, it'll be fine.
You walk through the tiger and, in fact, every time you can see kind of through the brush or through the trees, the big, massive, hulking form of a woolly mammoth, clearly it smells the blood on your skin. And there's a... and it kind of parts and disappears until eventually you find yourself on the other side of the enclosure. And you can see that the walkway has fallen down in such a way that you could probably, with a bit of effort, climb up there to the frozen door.
All right, let's try this. All right, me.
Yep.
And Joel.
Uh-huh.
And you want someone to guard the kids. Like, I don't want to...
Yeah, this is like that old farmer's puzzle. You leave Vince Vaughn with the kids, he eats the kids. You gotta, you know.
Take Mickey, I'll stay with the kids. Me and I've Mickey. Got an AK-47 yeah. and Rambo skills. Yeah, me the and kids Mickey. Will be fine.
All right, you and Mickey begin to climb up. I'm assuming you're using your Balboa skills?
Oh, yeah. Because Winston and Dennis aren't going to be, like, running good.
You manage to make it about halfway up. Mickey, on the other hand, he's arrived at the top. He gives you a hand up. You're on a very, very slippery, very icy walkway, and you can... It's kind of very weak and creaking with every step, as though at any second it might fall apart. Mm-hmm. Ghosts. You walk...
Oh, no!
You're scared of them! You walk up to the door. The door is icy and frozen shut. It's hard to even get a grip on anything that's jutting out or, like, the door handle. It's all kind of encased in a really thick layer of ice.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, though... Well, can you see? Yeah, you can see below you, Joel Dusha protecting, with Vince Vaughn, a guy looks like George Costanza, but who isn't George Costanza, protecting the children. And coming from the tiger out of their vision, so high up that you can see three saber-toothed tigers heading towards them.
I call down. There's three saber-toothed tigers coming.
As you yell
at... Prepare yourself.
The saber-toothed tigers notice you and them and attack.
I use my Rambo skills to shoot all three.
That's a good move.
Who goes first, though?
Three sixes.
Three sixes.
They pop out of the forest and you're just
and
like...
And their heads just explode. Just
pop them off one by one.
Rambo is good.
Rambo's a good ability to have.
How
much ammo do we have, though?
You're probably running out, but it's an AK, and I feel like they have a lot. So.
Right, okay. Well, using my Rambo skills, have you fucking seen a Rambo
that's
movie?
True.
Yeah, that's
true. He's just got
true.
Ammo for fucking weeks.
Yep.
You fucked up.
I don't care.
I'm
not like Adam where I'm like, oh no. I'm like, what a hooray!
I reckon...
good. Let's skin those.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon skin them.
Getting skin?
Use my machete skills.
What are you going to do with this fur?
Give them to everyone them. But...
Oh yeah, Vince Vaughn and Vince the gang Vaughn. Are still... Cold.
Mickey's cold. He probably needs
I skin two out of three of the saber-toothed tigers.
Vince Vaughn gives you a look like, where?
I give him another codeine. I'm doing a lot of things this turn. It's non-combat. It's fine.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you pop a codeine in. When he's like, where? And his mouth's open. You're like, whoop. He's like, oh.
I'm like, shh, everything will be better soon.
You imagine what is happening? How he walks? How he moves? Swaying around? God damn, he looks like he's made of jelly.
He can't feel pain anymore, though. That's good.
I mean, that's a plus, I suppose.
I skin...
Yeah, you've skinned them both.
So I now have... So actually, that's not going in my inventory because I'm not keeping them.
Exactly,
them
chucked them into the others' inventory. Yeah. Mickey's nice and rugged up. You're looking good.
Side question. How is Mickey feeling about my mistreatment of Vince Vaughn?
It kind of seems like Mickey is not saying no. Like, he's not officially condoning it, but he's kind of maybe turning a blind eye. Every time it happens, he's just kind of like,
Perfect.
Looks away into the forest and is like, I wonder if there are any more saber-toothed tigers until you finish popping him a codeine.
Perfect. My ideal man.
What are you going to do about the frozen door?
We've got a 6-pack of grenades each, remember?
But if we blow up the door, it'll ruin the walkway.
Probably.
Can we chip at it with a machete?
You can. It'll be a struggle, but you can try.
I'll give it a bash.
Okay, what are you going to use, Balboa? You're still
try and step? Punch it open.
Yeah, I'll try and punch it open with my fucking fist.
All right, that's going to be a 10. So let's...
That's not hard. 10
it's
from
hard
three.
With three dice. No, it isn't. You bring your fist back, wink at Mickey, and just slam it into the door. Ice shatters around your fist and falls onto the ground, showering Dusha and the Argentinian children in harmless little slivers of ice. The door is standing cold, but ready to go.
I open the door.
The door opens.
Let me up first.
No, and, I open the door.
Okay.
And you can see the ruins of Dinosaur Park spread out before you. You can hear the call and core of dinosaur and ancient mammal alike. And in the distance, you can see a spire, a tower that is blinking with lights on and off, and the occasional surge of electricity goes up and down it. You can see lights inside turning off and on. It's clear that there is activity there, but it is far away, and it is going to be a hike and a half to get to it. You can see that there is a small walkway down and the various enclosures.
Small walkway down. Mm-hmm. Is it cold inside?
Yeah, it's freezing.
Good.
This boy, skeletoning it. Are you going to climb up?
Yeah, I'll help, all the Argentinian boys and everyone except for Vince Vaughn up.
Yep.
Yep, everybody climbs up with relative ease, except Vince Vaughn, who struggles, because he's full of codeine by this point.
I lean down and try and give him a hand and also pass him another codeine.
Like, dead. He's going to get out of there like, yep, good, got him.
That was the goal.
You pull him out and you slide a codeine into his mouth as you pull him up. Kind of like you grab one hand and tug him up, and with the other hand you just push it forward and drop the codeine on his
tongue. Thing is, he's too fucked now because I got those two sneaky ones in before.
Yeah.
He went from knowing what was going on to too fucked to realize what we're doing.
Exactly.
He's dying and he doesn't know.
It's more than halfway now.
OD and have no idea why.
Perfect.
Okay. So you can see when you walk down the walkway, you're on like a little, kind of like a zoo path, and there's a sign. And the sign says, forward to tiny horses and rabbits, or tiny horses and also rabbits. As a sign that says left to outback world, or right toward Plesiosaur Lake. Where do you want to go?
Horses.
Horses, tiny, wait.
Is it a trap? Okay, let's see.
Let's think about this.
Let's think about this. What would out-of-character Dusha and Zamet know, and what would in-character Dusha and Zamet know?
In character, we know that things have gone very bad. We know the park's ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both, based on our skills, we're both clever people.
Yeah. Your brainy stats, i.e. your Lindsay Lohan and... Well, that's more your social, isn't it? Lindsay Lohan and Winston Churchill. And Dennis Nedry and Subway are your intelligence.
tiny horses seems like the smart option.
But you've got to remember, in character...
You've been here twice before.
Joel and also Joel have both been to two dinosaur parks now. Mm. And after the first... In Dinosaur Park 2... The Lost Park. We did remember to just murder everything inside with the poachers. We're clever.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like tiny horses, plesiosaur, and outback, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And you can see when you're up there exiting
the door.
There's
a T-Rex in this park, remember?
Probably.
You can see that the lake is separating... The plesiosaur lake, it's visible. Yeah. And it's what separates the two halves of the park. Mm-hmm. You remember that. So this is all that is on this side of the park. All right.
Do we know if... So to get to the research center, do we need to go across plesiosaur?
Yes. You'll need to go across the lake.
Is there any way across the lake apart from going like literally across the lake?
No. Can there we go are around? Massive, indestructible walls that are stopping you.
So really, there's nothing... So really, we're only going to Tiny Horse Island and Outback Land to look for supplies.
It's up to you. It's up to you where you go.
Gathering a whole bunch of tiny horses might distract the plesiosaurs. They could eat them. It's better than eating children.
That is true.
Tiny horses would fit in our pockets.
And I can't swim, so I'm probably going to want to try and find something in Tiny Horse Land and maybe even Outback Land before we head off to
keep forgetting, it's not actually winter. It's just that we were in Iceland.
Yep.
Or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Iceland. Or Ice World.
Ice World, that's right. Iceland.
You're in the country of Iceland.
Correct.
All right, so you're heading for the tiny horse rabbits?
We'll go to the tiny horse rabbits and see what we can do.
All right. You head forward along the path to the tiny horse rabbits. And it's still quite frozen, this path, because clearly the whatever was making Ice World cold has extended down. You enter into what is, if you remember, not a large area, like a field of maybe a quarter of an acre. And it is like a frozen, almost like a frozen lake where people might ice skate on. And popped up amongst on the ground are little icicle horse rabbits that were clearly here, but when something went wrong back at Ice World, got frozen by the excess cold.
Okay.
Other than that, there's not much else here.
Let's collect a bunch of them.
Yep, good. Also, hey, Mickey, what type of machine runs Ice World?
I believe it's a temperature regulator. Why?
How close is it to Plesiosaur Lake?
Do you mean the temperature regulator?
Yes.
It's behind the scenes of Ice World. We need to get inside the inner wall. And I don't know how we'd be able... I mean, do you know how to move it?
We don't need to move it because it's extended to...
So you want to freeze the lake?
I do. And you've got hacker skills.
I do have hacker skills.
That's true.
If we can find it, I reckon we can expand its range.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you're going to search the horse rabbits as well?
Yep. So search the horse rabbit enclosure. That's what happens.
So we find.
You collect maybe 3 horse rabbits.
Horse rabbit icicles.
Joel Zammit. While searching through the horse rabbits, you get 2. You chuck them in. You go to the 3rd one and you kind of like rub away the outside snow and ice that's kind of making it hard to see. And you notice that the horse rabbit has what looks like a human face.
Oh,
you rub away the ice and there's like a little horse, but whereas the horse's head would normally extend into a muzzle, this is just flat with what is clearly a very basic mouth, nose, and eyes.
I kind of look around to see if its eyes follow me.
No, it's clearly quite dead.
Okay. 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 Joel?
Yes, also Joel?
I hand him...
You see as well that it has an almost human face. You know when you see, you often see this on like those like shock news sites where they're like, man fucks pig and it has a human baby and there's a pig with a man face? Kind of looks like that, but a little horse rabbit with a man face. It's not pleasant to observe.
Do all of the horse rabbits? I examine my horse rabbits, I just collect
Your horse rabbits are fine. There are still others though in the field if you want to have a look at all of them.
No.
Don't want to know.
No. Put that one back. I'm scared of what's going to happen if it thaws out.
Yeah, we place it back. Mickey?
Yes?
The fuck?
Mickey looks at it and like a look of a horror across it. What the hell is that? Is that, do you think that could be just random, you know, something's wrong with
it? I doubt that's random. Don't you know your employer?
It's clearly like it's got lips. It's not good. I'm gonna be sick. Mickey vomits on the ice.
What happened to the children that were left in the park the first time? Oh no.
You don't really know what happened. You know, not all of them died.
No, they all died. They all definitely all died. But
did he get their DNA? That sneaky fucker. Do another cursory search of the horse.
Okay, another cursory search?
To see if there's anything of use. I want to avoid looking into the eyes of...
You search through a couple of other horse rabbits. You find that the majority of them are just normal-looking horse rabbits. You find another one with a man face. You also find in your searches a pair of overalls.
Yes.
That's all right.
And some heavy work gloves.
Yeah.
Clearly they're frozen though. Clearly these used to belong to whoever was in charge of the horse rabbits.
All right, so work gloves. Cool. Frozen.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
All right, I can work with that. How many horse rabbits do I get?
You get another 3.
That brings you to 5.
Yep. Because you don't want the man-faced one.
No, I do not. All right, let's go. Chuff on out of here to Outbreak.
Outback World? Or are you going back to Ice World to turn?
What was in Outback World?
You don't know. Nah. You've never been there.
There's Outback World, and then from there, then there's only Please You Saw Lake.
Let's think about our history here.
Mm-hmm.
What was bad in the dinosaur times in Outback?
All right.
It's going to be giant kangaroos.
Giant kangaroos, carnivorous wombats.
Wombats that are like the size of kangaroos, isn't it?
But like giant.
They're about the size of hippopotami.
Yeah.
Do you want to roll to know what was dangerous back then?
Yeah.
Australia Connor. Dennis
Outback
Nedry.
Connor. Dennis Nedry. Wise. That's it. And you, Dusha?
Subway.
Subway is such a funny intelligence.
Eating sandwiches throughout the
ages.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Okay.
He wants to study meat.
Uh-huh.
Joel Zammett, you remember what you remembered then. Those were the only ones you could think of.
Mm-hmm.
And Subway. Yeah, same. That's all you can remember. Big kangaroos, big wombats, the like.
We're just looking at each other like,
I just have a cursory look. See what it is. Because there might be something there.
Look, if I know Jackson, and I wish I didn't.
Correct.
Outback World, this park is fucked. Mm-hmm. He murdered a whole class of children just on the first day.
Yeah, day one.
And we didn't even go to Outback World, which makes me think it wasn't ready. Yeah. Which makes me think it's probably more dangerous than the other worlds. I wish I was still drunk. I look at my ecstasy. I'm like, later.
It's still there.
But I am curious.
We'll have a look.
We'll have a quick squiz.
But we won't go in.
Yeah. Just a quick gander. We try and just have a quick gander.
You walk back from the horse rabbits and take a left, think it was, towards Outback World. And it's not a very short walk until you find a building very similarly built to Ice World, except clearly it was never opened. You can see that the door is bolted up. You can see that the windows are kind of boarded up. It looks like maybe this area just was unused. There's like obviously a half-built like kiosk stand. There's...
Can we raid the kiosk stand for food?
It's been long empty.
Is there any sort of bolt cutters?
You can search for them.
I'll search for them.
You can search the kiosk. You don't find any bolt cutters in the kiosk, but you find an ice cream scoop.
Oh, cool. I punch the door open.
I was going to be like, fuck it. We don't even look.
Just punch everything open.
That is my solution now.
You managed to punch. You don't punch the door open, but you bring back your fist and just connect it with the lock. The lock shatters into a million pieces, lands on the ground. The doors
a powerful man
swing open just slightly, and you can smell. You know when you're in like a lizard enclosure at the zoo, like you go down into the reptile house, and there's that lizard smell.
The whole area.
Like a fucking
permeates
and...
with this unpleasant odor. It hits a part of your ape brain that is just like, get the fuck out of there.
Well,
you can also notice,
just
through with like the light coming in from the boarded up windows, that there are like crates and like equipment and a whole manner of things. It looks like maybe this was used as a storage shed.
Whoa, now I want to go in.
We leave the children.
I thought you were going to be like, we leave the children going.
We leave the children with Mickey, guy who looks like George Costanza but isn't George Costanza.
Costanza, yeah.
Yeah. the old C banger.
Yep.
G-H-G-W.
And we bring Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. All right.
We shut the door behind us. Correct. Nothing is getting out.
All right.
The children are safe, Jackson. Mickey is very, very qualified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll look after them. It's dark inside, like almost pitch black. And the only light that's available comes through. You can kind of look up and very high up on the walls of this enclosure, there is like windows that have been boarded up and light is streaming through them, illuminating various parts. Mm.
I turn to Vince Vaughn and I'm like, it's very hard to see in here. If you take this, your vision will be a lot better. And I give him another codeine pill.
Subway or?
Subway, eat fresh, mate.
Yeah, he pops it down. He's going to die so soon.
He's going to be so happy.
You kind of look over at the crates and you can see that they are all labeled Plesiosaur Lake.
Oh.
It looks like maybe this was equipment intended for Plesiosaur Lake. And the more you walk around, the more you realize that this place might have actually never opened. Or like the floor isn't sand. There's no props. There's no trees. There's no foliage. There's just crates and that smell of lizard. You just searching?
Yep.
Check for traps.
Check for traps. And a flashlight, if possible.
A flashlight would be nice. Funny you didn't grab one.
Yeah, funny.
You got your phone lights.
Oh, sick.
Phone lights. Oh, no, this is...
It's become a survival horror.
Yeah, it's right.
Both of you, you search, you find, like, a lot of good equipment. You find engines. You find wood. You find... crowbars and tools and the like. You find the remains of an old boat that's kind of worn. But you also find a big cage.
Mm-hmm.
And the cage is labeled Megalania. And the door is slightly ajar.
Grab the toolbox and fuck off is my vote.
Yep.
Mm. Can I look in like...
The cage is visible inside. It looks like something was intended to be housed there, or many things. It's quite large, about as big as this room. So, like,
I have a very intense search. Look around to like, is there something in here that shouldn't be? And is that thing us?
You looking around as well?
Yep.
I just don't want to make any quick movements.
Okay. You look around, and you can't see anything. You kind of scan, and it's just still.
Hey, Vince.
Where?
Just want to go up to that enclosure, just have a quick squiz. What's in there?
Oh, wait, no. You got four for your...
Winston.
Winston. Your Winston skill. Yeah, you can Vince him. He kind of nods. Where?
Yeah, just kind
of... just before he heads off, I'm like, Vince, if you're a bit scared, just take this, mate. Use my subway skill. Trust me, I know what's good for you.
He takes it. What's he on?
10.
Fucking Vince, you're gonna die.
We still got seven to
more,
go.
Seven more. Fucking poor Vince. Vince very like lopsidedly stumbles his way towards the enclosure. And his stumbling is incredibly loud. There's a tss sound that comes from behind one of those crates and padding out. But from behind it is an incredibly large lizard. Imagine a goanna the size of like a crocodile.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine not even a crocodile, like two Komodo dragons big. It's massive. It's almost a fucking mythical dragon.
Right.
It's padding very slowly though. It doesn't look like there's much sun in here. So you think maybe it's just very weak and sleepy, but it's heading towards Vince Vaughn. Does Vince Vaughn notice in his codeine addled state?
Absolutely not.
Not even a little bit.
Perfect. We back out of the room slowly.
Okay, let's see. What are you using to back out slowly? Which stat?
Rambo. Sneaky as. I'm fucking...
Yeah, you managed to sneak out fine.
Dennis Nedry, get them toolboxes.
Dennis Nedry's a real good stat for you. It's a 4. That's funny. Oh, no. You sneak out quiet, like a gorilla fighter. As though there are enemy combatants in the boxes.
Everywhere.
Like, you're not even leaving footprints in the meager amount of sand that's falling out of boxes. Zamet, though, as you step back, you step on, like, a crowbar or a piece of glass, and there's a crack. The Megalania, who is about to eat Vince Vaughn, turns to you, and mustering up all its energy, attacks.
Oh, no!
It doesn't quite reach you, but it's coming. Dusha?
I sigh and pull out my AK-47. Rambo skills.
Pop its brain.
Yeah. Okay. And accidentally shoot Vince Vaughn in the back.
If one can hope.
You papa the side of the lizard. Like, in its green mottled skin, you see like five bullet wounds show up and start bleeding out red blood. But it's not stopped. Samet?
Did I hit Vince Vaughn?
No, you missed Vince Vaughn. Were you trying to hit Vince Vaughn?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I was trying to make it look like an accident.
Well, then, yeah, you get him in the arm.
Yes. I'm like, I yell out, I'm so sorry, Vince. I've got something for that.
Well, take off two for the shoot.
Two for the shot.
Yeah, because, hey, if that's his health, like, hey, any damage, assume he's taken two coding.
Okay. Sick. So I give him another two when he returns, I guess. So he's five. He's got five to go.
Joel Zammer?
I want to say shotgun and use my, like, Winston Churchill hunting skills.
Well, we'll see.
From, like...
Is the lizard a Nazi? Because that'll definitely help.
It's Nazi-esque.
Winston skills are definitely going to come in handy.
No, no, it's just a lizard.
So I go shotgun or punch it in the face.
Rocky Balboa is your worst stat, I'm letting you know.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a two. Dennis Nedry and Winston Churchill are your highest.
Wait, his stats are different. Mm.
Yeah, you're 3-3-4 and he's 4-2-4.
I'm just going to try and back
away. Means
up
you're way. Better at more things.
Oh, wait.
You know what
I
mean.
Yeah, I'm going to run. I'm going to Dennis Nedry this to like run away a little bit, but get some distance and shoot.
Champion. You can't shoot in this turn.
Okay, that's fine.
But
then.
You turn tail and just fucking leg it. And the lizard is so cold and slow that by the time it reaches where you were, you're that distance away again.
Sick.
The lizard, you've made yourself known. The lizard turns on you. The lizard, like, very slowly turns around to face you and tries to bite at you with its powerful lizard jaws.
I use my Rambo skill and my machete, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Time to behead this motherfucker.
Damn right.
Let's see if you do
that. Stab it in its open mouth.
Oh, no. It comes at you. It's going to bite you. You're like, haha. You put your arm down to stab it in the mouth, and it, before your knife or machete can connect with any skin, it chomps down on your arm.
Oh.
Now, you can either lose an Argentinian child or you lose the use of that arm. Up
Which arm
you.
Was it?
It was your dominant one, because that's what you'd stab with. Right?
But
you're
the
not
Argentinian
dominant
children
one.
Aren't in the room.
Yeah, but their health, so you'd still lose them. You're not invincible. Otherwise, you could just be like, Jackson, whatever, I kill it. I kiss it to death.
Lose that arm, mate.
Mm-hmm. Knowing full well that, hey, there might be more Argentinian children in the park. There's always a chance.
I scream in pain. Lose the arm, shove a grenade in its mouth.
Champ, but it's Zamet's turn. Zamet?
Fuck!
Is there any sort of maybe computers around which I can hack?
There's probably some old computers hooked up to the lights, maybe. That's about all you've got.
So no
and
computers.
That might make it more quick.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It warms up.
Is it possible to hack it?
Dennis Nedry's also good for stealing.
He's very good.
And getting squirted in the face by a frill neck dinosaur.
Plus
driving, I guess. Anyway.
Well, as good at driving as I am, though.
Yeah, and Herbie the love bug. What do you do? You can just wait your turn. If you want.
I'm just going to go up behind it. Brass knuckle.
Punch it in the face.
Punch it in the back of its neck.
All right. As it's like chomping down on Douche's arm, you... at least get behind it and kind of try and connect your fist with the back of the lizard's head, but it kind of just jars your arm and you don't manage to make much of a hit. The lizard's noticed you, but it's too focused on Dusha.
What's Vince up to?
Vince is just panicking and running around.
He's bleeding a bit. He's on a lot of codeine.
The lizard, though, turns to get you. Like, it starts to move towards you, Zamet. Dusha? You're full frill. You can chuck a grenade in its mouth now.
Nah.
Or dynamite.
So, I light dynamite and stick it in one of its bullet wounds that I made earlier.
That's metal. Rambo that shit?
Yeah, Rambo that shit.
Ooh. Yep, you take a dynamite off your belt or whatever you're using to keep it on your body, light it and just jam it into a bullet wound. It makes like a inhuman lizard like sound. The dynamite's going down. You guys have got to get out of there.
Yeah, obviously. It's all right. Rambo skills, mate.
All right, you're running.
Dennis Nedry, man. I'm...
Dennis Nedry, bolt out of there.
Dennis Nedry, bolt out.
Yeah, you managed to run to the door. Dusha? It's too busy panicking. What are you using? Rambo?
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan, notable coward. No.
She's too... She'd fucking just...
Fucking fight the lizard.
Cold clock.
You managed to make it to the door as well. Let's see if Vince Vaughn gets there in time before the lizard explodes.
Fingers crossed.
Vince Vaughn has made it halfway across the room. By the time the lizard's back erupts. There is fire. There is blood. There is viscera coating the walls. Vince Vaughn gets knocked forward. He doesn't die, but he gets slammed into the ground in front of you. Take off one codeine. Or give him one codeine.
Give him one codeine?
Oh, that's good.
The lizard is just like exactly where it was, but its back is just sort of like opened up like a book. Like its ribs have been pulled apart so you can just see inside it.
Sick. Like, how much fire is there in the room?
A lot. The crates have caught.
Has the place completely lit up? We can see the room now?
Yeah, you can see the room, yeah.
We're speedy. I reckon we can grab a toolbox.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I was going to say, first off though, like, oh man, Vince, you took such like a beating there. I'm like, here, take two codeine in his mouth, rub his little neck like a little puppy.
I should use oh, like... Vince Vaughn spits this one out.
Oh no.
You start to put it in his tongue, he's like, wah. He like opens the doors and kind of stumbles out. He might be on to you.
But not on to me. Eat fresh.
Shall do show?
Sir, I... Actually, nah, fuck it. It's too risky. We'll just go back out through the...
No, so there's like crowbars, tool. There's anything that could help us with the plesiosaur.
Plesiosaurs. Like, nothing specific. Like, I don't know. No weapons, nothing like that.
And everything's on fire.
Yeah, There's ropes and stuff, like, clearly that was supposed to attach to the helicopter. There's the big bag of meat. That's kind of rotted away, though.
Gross.
Yeah, other than that, not much. There's the remnants of a couple of old boats that were clearly designed to go back and forth, but yeah.
I'm going
to
grab a toolbox.
Okay.
And a crowbar.
I'm going to say you're using your Dennis Nedry skills here. Yeah, perfect. You manage to swipe them. You do a little quick whoop, whoop, whoop loop of the room and manage to swipe a toolbox and a crowbar.
Yeah, good.
Do you show anything you want?
I just like back out of the room. Okay. Actually, I probably use my Frambo skills to tourniquet my arm.
Yeah, clever.
Yeah, look, you manage to you tear off a bit of your shirt, or maybe you take a bit of the Jackson painting if he still had some and tie it around your arm. It's missing from about like the elbow down, but
sick.
You've tied it off. It's not bleeding out anymore. How will Dusha cope with the trauma of losing an arm? Find out next time on Dinosaur Park.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.